Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minute and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of May, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently indicate that the index is trading around 13 points higher. In the previous sessions, the domestic benchmarks opened with a gap up and remained firm throughout the day. The market experienced reduced volatility compared to the previous session despite weak global cues. They were, however, range-bound for most part of the trading session. On the daily charts, we can observe that the NSE Nifty 50 is steadily inching higher and has closed with gains for the fifth consecutive trading session. The Nifty has been able to hold on to gains on account of sectoral rotation, according to analysts. The positivity in yesterday's session was aided by selective buying in IT, FMCG, and realty stocks. However, the banking and metal indices took a downturn in trade. Despite the gains, the overall mood remains cautious as investors don't want to risk taking major exposure to equity assets ahead of the poll outcomes. FIIs remained net sellers on Wednesday for the third straight session. FPIs offloaded stocks worth 686 crore, while domestic institutional investors remained buyers for the second consecutive day, mopping up equities worth 962 crore, according to provisional data from the NSE. For the Nifty 50, the immediate support and resistance levels are placed at 22,500 and 22,700 levels respectively. Now let's look at stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Grasim Industries reported a net profit up 15.5% to 2,720 crore for the quarter ended March. Grasim Industries reported that its building materials and financial services business delivered a superior performance during the quarter. State-owned Power Grid's net profit for the quarter ended March was down 2% to 4,130 crore. Domino's operator Jubilant FoodWorks reported a net profit of 207 crore for the quarter. This was aided by an exceptional gain of 170 crore. Nykaa posted a profit of 9.8 crore, up from 1.9 crore in the same quarter of the previous year. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. All three major Wall Street indices turned decisively lower in afternoon trading, extending losses after the US Fed released its minutes from its previous policy meeting. The minutes showed that officials were disappointed in recent inflation data and believed that disinflation would likely take longer than previously thought. On Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, the S&P 500 lost 0.27%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.18%. Oil prices eased for a fourth straight day on Thursday on worries that U.S. borrowing costs could be hiked again if inflation surged, a move that could seriously hurt oil demand. 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around 4.42 levels on Thursday, while the dollar index ticked up 204.9 levels. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded on a mixed note. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index sank 1.5%, while South Korea's Kospi and China's Shanghai Composite recorded losses as well. However, in contrast, Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.7% in trade. For the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Kisile Upadhyay, a small case manager and founder of Fidel Folio, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
We have strong medium to long-term expectations from Indian markets. We are very bullish. We see this to be a very opportune time to be invested in India from medium to long-term perspective. Global interest in terms of FII flows seems to be only getting stronger, and it seems to be sustainable for a longer periods to come. Our GDP numbers come out to be in line or even better than expectations, and global expectations of our GDP numbers also continue to be strong. If I talk about the short-term expectations of the market, we see that it is going to be impacted by election results. As we mentioned in our recent study, market seems to be expecting government continuity with significant strength. If that happens, then 3 to 6 months post-election results should be similar to pre-election 3 to 6 months. Apart from the election impact, the earning seasons are coming out to be decent, in line or even better than expectations for many of the sectors. Also, we see a strong rural recovery reported by most major players across consumer discretionary or even staples. So we see even short-term outlook on the market to be positive driven by fundamentals.
Earnings season so far has been decent. Numbers are coming out to be better or in line with expectations. Revenue growth for the market has been around double digits so far, and PAT has been in early teens. If we talk about sectors specifically, banking and financials have done absolutely well. Total profit growing by close to 22% so far. NIMs have shown signs of improvement. Growth in deposits have improved, and credit cost and asset quality has remained benign as it has been for quarters. NBFCs have also performed well, except for concerns over project financing loans that RBI recently pointed out, asking to increase provisions around the same. Even auto has done well, maybe after a very long time. IT has been soft, but there has been announcement of deal wins and guidance of revival of international business that's keeping the market interested. Consumer discretionary again did better than staples. Recovery of rural economy is guided by most of the players, be it across consumer or other spaces. And that might lead to better consumer staples growth in the coming quarters also. Guidance from certain companies indicate strong movement of goods over the next four quarters to be way more than before. This is an indicator of high economic activity. Metal and certain infra, however, have reported below expectation numbers, with certain metal stocks reporting negative growth also. Overall, however, it's decent in line earning expectations. However, there are a few more stocks that are yet to report.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening, and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.